explain a yad, a yad of a neder. Now it says, let's say somebody says, Kenidre Rishoyim. Somebody says, I want to make a neder like Rishoyim. So then the Mishnah says, Noda bin Nozir uvekorbin uveshrua. In the case of a yad, we just starts off saying the Loshin. He will soon explain what the case is. He could become a Nozir, he could become a Korbin, or have a Chidabin Korbin, uveshrua. Because Rishoyim do these things, like the Ran says. Hach mas nisenami pirusha diyodisi. Our Mishnah is also explaining the case of a yad. Rafishinim begemarim lor explains zochikama. The imoma kenidre rishoyim hareni. Person says, kenidre rishoyim hareni, I want to be. For your nozer rival the fun of, and a nozer was walking in front of him. Here's a rayu nozer. That's a yad for a nozer. You said, kenidre rishoyim hareni. Now rishoyim make the dorm, they make themselves into the nozer. And if a nozer was walking by you and you said, Hareini, I want to be, that means you want to be a nozer. Even though you did not finish the Lashon, but you started it, that's called a yad. V'cheina mama kenidre rishoyim alai. A person says, I want to be, have nadarim like a rasha. And then he says upon me. So locher is chayiv korban. He's chayiv a korban, that's the case of a korban. So the Ran says, mistav renam b'davka v'shoyis v'heima menachas afonav. We're talking about a behema was in front of him. And he said, Kenidre Rishoyim Olai, I want a neder of a Rosha to be upon me. So he meant to make a neder to make this behemer into a korban. The same thing he said, V'cheinu Mama, Kenidre Rishoyim Hemenu, Shelo Yoichal. So I want to make a neder like a Rosha that I should not eat. V'yakika Munach Lefonav, and there was a bread in front of him. As a Reyu Bishvua Shelo Yachlenu, it's as if he said a shvua, even though he didn't end off the lashon of a shvua. That's the case of a shvua. He just said kenidre rishoyim that heimenu from this thing shlo yoichal, but he did not end off with the lashon of a shvua. But that's called the yad. We see what he means to do is to make a shvua. These are also called yodos for these halachas of a nazir, a korban, or a shvua, because rishoyim make this, but tzaddikim don't make these nedarim. The Maravai and Mishnevaita, Kenidre Kisherim, let's say somebody says a yad that he starts off, I want to be a neder that Kisherim Tzadiki make, Layomaklum, then if he said these things, Hareini, even though there was a Nazir walking in front of him, it means nothing, because a Tzadik doesn't become a Nazir, or a Tzadik doesn't make a neder to bring a korban, or he doesn't make a Shvua not eat something. So the person started off to say, Kenidre Kisherim, I want to make a neder like a kosher person. And even though he says then Hareini, like a nozer was walking in front of him, it means nothing. Lo yomaklum. What about if the person says kinidvoisam? I don't want to make a neder. I want to make an adovah, like give a present. Then nodar bin nozir of a korban. Even though he started off to say kinidrek sherim, I want to make a neder like a kosher, like tzaddikim make. And then he said kinidvoisam. I want to make an adovah like kisherim make. So Vice says, Kisherim do make nedavas. They do give presents. And therefore, he could become a nozir, or he could become a korban. And the Gemara will explain how the case of a nedava is by a nozir. Where's the case of a nedava? So the Ran explains like this. The Ran more or less goes to explain that the difference between a neder and a nedava is, a neder you don't really mean. He says, Vikalamedic, the Ran says, in the middle of this big Ran, the third line of the big lines. Vikalamedic. Hare nedova ain't the ela boim harezu. A nedova means you want to give this away, it's here. V'nede barei olai, a nedova means something upon me. V'chilek ze leise ela v'nedorim v'karbonis. Ava v'neziras my nedova, my nedova sheichibay. If you want to become a nozir, how is it possible to say can invite some? If you want to do b'teros a nedova present, you become a nozir. Nozir, you have to say hare olai lias nozir. That's a lashon of a nedova, that's not a nedova. When the dover is passed by kabonis, that you have an animal here, and you say, Harezu nadova, this is a nadova, that's good. But how do you have by a nozir to make a present out of it? So the Ran says like this. V'nira b'nai d'nedi perushai dover shein abo legamri b'nidvas halev. He says, doesn't matter how you say it. A neder means something that you don't really mean it. V'nidova, a present, means a person really deep down really means it. And therefore Hashem likes more what you're doing. Lefi Shein Misnadav Lagamri, Hebrew Shlefrisha Achshav Nadavu Biyamarezu. But the pshat is, since you really, really mean it, that's okay. Therefore, he says by Nazir it's the same thing also. Misha Kavona Shalor Ritsuya Yaisa, Kruya Nazirisa of Nadavu. Like we'll see a mice in the Gemara. Somebody that really means it l'shem shemayim to become a nazir, even though you're saying the normal language of harei olai. In other words, if a person says kinyat vaisam, I want to make a nadava like a tzaddik, and a nazir is walking by him, and he says hareini, so we say he means to become a nazir. Only a person that really has good intentions, why he wants to become a nazir. That's called a nadava. But a person that doesn't have good intentions, just Tom, he wants to be a Nazir, that's more like Stam and Neder, and that only Rishoyim do, Tzadikim don't do that. So that's the Chilik in the Mishnah. That a person really means it, B'leib Shalem, that's like in the Dova, Tzadikim do that, then you could become a Nazir, and you could have the Chiyah to bring a Korban. But if it's not really, B'leib Shalem, just Tom saying it, even though it's Chal, that's like a Neder, and that only Rishoyim do, and therefore if you said Ki Rishoyim, it's Chal. Have you said Kiksheirim is not Chal? Now the Gemara says like this. V'dil mohochikoma, even at the beginning of our Mishnah, the person says, Kenidre Rishoyim. How do you know he meant to make a neder? V'dilma maybe hochikoma, this is what he meant to say. Kenidre Rishoyim lernadarno. So I don't want to make a neder like a Rosha. He says, Kenidre Rishoyim. Maybe he means to say, I don't want to make a neder like a Rosha. So my Shmuel says like this. The Mishnah means like this. The Yad is, V'yoyma, the person says, Kenidre Rishoyim hareini. Or else olai, or else vihemenu. That's what the person said clearly. He spoke out. Kenidre Rishoyim is hareini upon me. Or else olai, or else vihemenu. What does that mean? Hareini, if he says the word hareini, benaziris. Like we like the Ran says. If a nazir is walking in front of you, and you say hareini, I want to be, that's a yad, that you mean to say you want to be like him? So that if you said hareini nazir, that you are a nazir. Since you start off and said, Kenidre, you said, Kenidre Rishoyim Hareini, so you're saying clearly, you want to be like a nether of a Rosha. And if a nazir was walking in front of you, that means a yad, you want to be a nazir. Olai, the korban. You said, Kenidre Rishoyim, olai, upon me. And like the Ran said, there was an animal in front of you. We say, what you meant to say is, this animal should have a chi of nether, like you have to make it into a korban. And in the case where you don't really mean to believe Shalom, you stam thinking to bring it for a korban, that's like a Rosha. So if you said, Kenidre Rishoyim, it's Chal. Hemenu, he said a Lashon of Hemenu. That's Bishvua. Oh, now explains. Hareini b'Naziris. Now the more explains. Hareini b'Naziris. The person says Hareini, you mean to say he wants to be a Nazir. For at the Gemara, how do you know this? Dilma Hareini b'Tainis Kamar. The person said true. Kenidre Rishoyim Hareini. I want to be like a Nether of a Rosha. Now, the half a meaning, we don't know yet that a Nazir is walking in front of him. So he just says, Hareini, I want to be. What do you mean? What does he want to be? Maybe means he wants to be Betainus. He wants to put a fast upon himself, Komar. How do we know that Bechal, he wants to be a Nazir? So Nista Gemara answers, Amar Shmuel, like we said, Kishayu Nazir Oivulafonav. We're talking about that a man that's a Nazir is walking in front of him. And now when you see the Nazir, you say, Kenidre Rishoyim Hareini. So what do you mean to say? That's a yad to say, Hareini, I want to be like him. Vaituk, Olai Korban, is the same thing also that Iran explains. It means that there was an animal in front of you. Then it says, Hemenu b'shvua. If you say from it, it means a shvua. For the what you're not going to eat? For at the Gemara, Dilma Hemenu the Achil Nakamar. Maybe for a cat, maybe you mean to say that you will eat from this food. You didn't say anything, you just said Hemenu from it. He said, Kenidre Rishoyim Hemenu. So maybe the opposite, maybe you meant to make a neder, you will eat from it. My Rava says like this, to Yom HaVadah, the person has to say, Hemenu Shelo Yoichel, that from it that I will not eat. Fred Gemara Yehochi is so Maila Memra, like his mom is speaking out the whole thing, it's not even a yad. His mom is speaking it out, he's saying, that Kenidre Rishoyim, that Hemenu Shelo Yoichel, I will not eat from it. So HaVadah, it's a good shvua. Well, what's the chiddush here? So Gemara says, no, now the time I would have thought, holoi mapik shvua mipume. Still, he did not say the word shvua. He did not say with an isha shvua. Usually, to make a shvua, you spoke at the beginning of the Masechta. Shvua is the way you make a chiv upon yourself. When you want to make an isha gavra, that you have to do something. Like here, you're saying that you will not eat this bread. You, that's the lashon of a shvua. So usually, your shvua, you have to speak out that this bread should be yosa to me with a shvua. And here the person did not speak out the word shvua. It just said, Kenidre Rishoyim, Hareni Shloyachol. It's to me like I'm not going to eat. But he did not say b'shvua. It's kamash malon, and the word hadein, take out, kamash malon, that this is a good yad for a shvua. Even though true, he did not say the word shvua, but that's the chiddush of yodos. If you just start off saying the Lashon, and we understand from what you're saying, you mean to end off to be a shvua, that's enough that you have a chiyav shvua upon you, you're not allowed to eat this bread. Then the Mishnah says, kenidre ksherim lo yamaklum. But if you start off saying, I want to make a neder like a kosher, and then you say, these the shyness of Areni, or Alai, or Hemenu, it's lo yamaklum, because ksherim, tzadikim, don't make nedarim, like we'll soon see on the base. Of a kenidvaisam neder. But if you say a lush of a nedava, you want to give the Torah a present, but the way the Ran explained, even a nozir, you mean, you really mean a b'leiv sholem, that's a deikim do, that's okay. So Gemara says, man tan, who's the tan of our Mishnah? The Shonile that makes a difference, they nedel a nedava. That you want to say, Rishoyim make nedorim, and tzadikim make nedavas, the mashma nedava is okay. Who makes this difference? Let's say, Loi Rabbi Meir of Loi Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not come out good according to Rabbi Meir, and it does not come out good according to Rabbi Yehuda either. The Tanya, we learn like this, the Gemara in Chulin. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, Toiv Hashem Loi Tidur. You're better off, don't make a neder at all. It's no good to make nedarim. We're always afraid because maybe the person won't be Mekayimit. Maybe you won't do it and you'll be over the Yisra Bayacho. The only time it's a good thing to do it is the Gemara we had yesterday, L'Dvar Mitzvah. The Dvar Mitzvah, that was Omer of Yudel's, Omer Rav's Din, that Shor L'Inish, L'Zruz and Avshay, it's a good thing to make a neder, to make a shua, you will do mitzvahs. L'Zar is Atzma, to give yourself a push to do mitzvahs, then it's good to make nedarim, to make shuas. But not L'Dvar Mitzvah, the Klal is you're better off, don't make nedarim, because you don't know, maybe you won't keep it, and you'll be over the love of Vayachal. What are you going to put yourself in Tisurim for? So we dash in the Pasuk, Toiv Ashalatidur. We dash in Toiv Mizeh Mizeh, Shein Enoy the Kolikar. The best thing is, don't make a nether at all. Divir Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Toiv Mizeh Mizeh, Noidru Meshalit. No, the best thing is, if you make a nether, and you pay back. So Chura, there's no difference between a nether and a nedava, both according to Rabbi Meir, and according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, don't do either one of them. And if you do this mashma, you could do both if you pay back. So does our Mishnah go like? So Ran says like this: Toiv mizeh mizeh shein anoyde kol ikur. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Mi noyderu meshalim, or mi noyderu yena meshalim. The best thing is don't make the nedarim at all. You're better off than somebody that does make a nedarim and pays back. And mahai kruo ksiv es ashatidu shalim ubos achik ksiv toiv ashal etidur kolima. Rabbi Meir says what's shan the posik? You're better off than somebody that makes the nether and pays it up. Rather, better is don't make it at all. Because maybe you'll forget and don't do it. But I call upon him, there's no difference between the nether and the nedava. And Yehuda says no. That's a good thing, to make a nether and to have to pay back. That's a good thing. Abu Toiva Shalatidu Mishatidu Bloti Shalim. That you shouldn't do. But I call upon him, according to both of them, there's no difference between a neder and a nedava. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is making a difference that a neder it's no good to make, but a nedava it is good. So Mura says, no. Afilu Tayme Rabbi Meir. Maybe our Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Meir. Ki Kama Rabbi Meir. When does Rabbi Meir say the best thing is not to make a neder at all? Ki Kama